Okay, picking up from the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, going back to the Suga, we said Gufa Rav Shmuel Dar Matavayu. Rav and Shmuel says the following: they both held Kol Sheish Bel Chamishes Minim Barachal Bar Mizonos. Anything that has the five grains, you would make a mizonos. Again, what are they? I remember when I was younger, we always learned browse is a good way to remember it: barley, rye, oat, wheat, and spelt. Browse. Those are the five grains you always make a mizonos on. That is what they hold if something has it. And however, Itmar Nami, we have another ruling of Rav and Shmuel Dar Matavayu Kol Shehu Mechamishes Mivarachin. Something that is of the five grains, meaning that dafka, the five grains, is what you make a mezonos on. So the Gemara is going to wonder, why do I need these two lashonos of kol sheish, but anything that has a mezonos, that has these five grains you make a mezonos, or anything that is these five grains? So it says the Gemara, utzricha. I need both of these statements because of the following reasoning. If I only said anything that has some of the five grains in it, havamina mishum da'ase be'ineh. I would have thought that only because you have this mezonos, as it's still, you can see it and it's there. However, if it was in a mixture and there are other things with it, maybe you wouldn't have said that you automatically make a mezonos, kamash malan, that you automatically make a mezonos, even if it's in a mixture, which is how we paskin, for the most part, unless there's a few exceptions, but for the most part, if something has a mezonos in it, that's a dead giveaway that you'll make a mezonos on the whole item, and that was the bracha you make. Continues the Gemara now. V'yeshman and kol sheyeshbo. If I only said anything that has one of these five grains, even with a mixture, havamina kol sheyeshbo mechashaminin ein aval oras v'dochan lo. I would have thought that if you said kol sheyeshbo and you didn't say kol shehu, so you said only that something has it and not something that is of the five meanings, I would have thought that you would say a bracha on mezonos on oras v'dochan lo mishum da'at teruvas. And if I said the lashon of kol sheyeshbo is that anything that's in a mixture you make a mezonos on these five grains, I would have thought that's because it's a mixture, so it's a chashuv. So you even make a mixture of mezon of these five grains, you'll make a mezonos. However, when you have rice and dochan is millet for the most poskim, so you have rice and millet, you would assume that you would make a mezonos. You wouldn't make a mezonos only when it's in a mixture. However, if it's not in a mixture and it's be'en, you would make, and you just have plain rice, you would make a mezonos. So kamash malan that you don't make a mezonos according to Rav Shmuel on rice and millet. So therefore, we say kamash malan kol shehu mechamishes aminim v'nevarchan mezonos lafuke oras v'dochan dafilu ase be'ene lomavarchan boren mezonos. Again, so the second statement is coming to teach you that you don't have to make a mezonos on rice and millet. You don't make it even if it's be'en, even if it's just plain rice and millet, you would not make a mezonos. To which the Gemara asks, though, the oras v'dochan lomavarchan boren mezonos is really true. You want a taina that rice and millet you don't make a mezonos on? V'ha taina, don't have a brisa that says, if they bring you bread, rice bread, or millet bread, you would make a bracha as you would for Maisa Kedera. What is Maisa Kedera? It's something that you make, just something that you make, but we assume that it's porridge, some sort of porridge. So what is this porridge? V'gavei Maisa Kedera, we learn, the Braisa tells you by porridge, Tanya, batchilu mevarcha rav borim mezonos, v'osam varcha lav brachas mein shalos. The chiddush by porridge is that you would still make a mezonos and alamicha. So Mara says, you're right. So when we compare the Braisa, who's comparing the Oras V'dochan to Maisa Kedera, we're saying that you make a bracha like Maisa Kedera and not like Maisa Kedera. What's the comparison? Well, like Maisa Kedera, that you make a bracha before and afterwards on rice and millet. However, V'loka Maisa Kedera, it's not like Maisa Kedera. In the fact, the Ilub Maisa Kedera, but when it comes to porridge, you make borei mezonos, levasof bracha achas mein shalosh. You make a mezonos and alamicha on this porridge, obviously from the five grains. When it comes to over here, when it comes to rice, you're going to make a shahakol, and levasof borei nefashos shabos v'chesunan al kol mashabara. You're going to make a bracha that Hashem creates the person. Literally, that's the bracha that we make on fisher and any of those things. If you have a shear, you make a borei nefashos shabos. It literally means Hashem created many beings and also their deficiencies. Al kol mashabara, for everything that He had created. Okay, so the Gemara now is assuming that the Braisa didn't mean to say that you make mezonos and borin mezonos alamechia on oras v'dochan. It just meant to say you make a bracha before and after, just like you make a bracha before and after with regards to the chamishes minei dagan. So Gemara now asks, so the oras lav ma'ase kederahu. You're not going to say the oras has the same dinim as this wheat porridge that we're saying that you'd have to make a mezonos alamechiahu. V'atana, doesn't the Braisa say elu hein ma'ase kedera? These are what's called the Maisa Kedera that you would make a mezonos alamechion. What is that? The first one is chilkas. Rashi explains that it's some sort of splitting wheat, which is something that we would call similar to what we call grits, like made out of wheat, obviously. And targis is each level of these are crushed on even more crushed even more. So the targis is 1/3 crushed. Soles if it's crushed even to fine flour. Zaris if it's crushed 1/4. Ve'arsan, all of these cases is if it crushed 1/5. So the ores, and the brisa included ores that even on crushed rice, you would make the similar bracha, like grits like rice, for rice as well, you would make the same bracha. So the Gemara this brisa clearly assumes that you make mezonos ala mechia on this ores, just like you would for the mezonos on this wheat. Okay, so the Gemara says, who is the author of this brisa? To answer for Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, this is only the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and that's the shita that we reject. What is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? Desanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Omer Ores, Min Dagan V'chayvan V'chamitzel Karis, V'adam Yotze Chavasa V'Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri had a statement. He thought that when it comes to rice is just like bread, and it's no different than Chamesh Midonim. It's one of the five grains, it's a sixth grain, and you'd be able to be Yotze Matzah, and you'd also be Chayef Karis if you had it on Pesach. So at this price, there's a Shitas Yachid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. However, the rabbis would hold Mizonos ala Mechia. So again, we answered for Rav Shmuel, so far keeping that Rav Shmuel says that when it comes to Or Medochan, you say Shahakal Borei Nefasha. So continue the Gemara now. Rabbanan lo. The rabbis don't hold that you make a Mizonos ala Mechia on rice. V'atana, doesn't the price say, Hakosis es achito mevarachalev bor priyadama. One who chews wheat, right? We're talking about raw wheat right now. If you chew it and you eat it, you say a bor priyadama, and then that's the bracha and boring nefashos afterwards, not alamecha. So the Gemara says, well, that's actually a shaila. Close as a whole shaila, actually, what bracha achrona you would make. They say maybe that you have a mean of al dama, a whole suffix about that, a kosis chita. Okay, that's a very important tosfos for things that are very nogea. This whole sugya is very nogea, just agav, if we want to look into more, for nature valley bars, oatmeal, all these sugya, this whole thing about putting the porridge, and what stage do we say it's like porridge, and what stage do we say that it is like kosis chita, is a very big machlokas aposkim for nature valley bars, for example, Rosh Shlomo Zalman held their adama, whereas Rav Yashiv held their mezonos. Okay, that's not for now so much, but I mean, it is halakha maisa that comes out of this sugya. But either way, so the Gemara now going back to says, again, when you're chewing wheat, however, if you're a tachra, if you grind it, and then afa you, then you bake it, so that's the normal way of getting it back down to flour and then baking it, so it should be regular mezonos. However, bishla, then you cooked it. So now, when you cook it, bismancha prusos kayamos, we're going to see more of this on the next amud, a little bit more. However, if the prusos are kayamos, which is going to be definition for now, we'll just say that it still looks like bread. So if it still looks like bread, then you will still say hamotzi, and you'll say benching. However, imena prusos kayamos, if you cooked this, again, like a cake-like thing, and then you just cooked it completely where it doesn't look like bread anymore, but bracha achas me'in shalosh. Then, however, if it doesn't look like that anymore, then you will make it doesn't look like bread, you'll make a mezonos and alamecha, you will not make hamotzi and bench. So the Gemara now continues though, that brisa continues and said, hakoses es ha'orez, if someone chews rice, mevarachalev bor priyadama, then you'll make a bor priyadama. However, tachno afo bishlo, if you grind it and then you bake it in the normal fashion, and bishlo, and we're going to give it the same halach, apisha prusas kayamas, betchum varach porim and azonos, ulvasav varach bracha achas me'in shalosh. We say that if the prusas are kayamas, it still looks like rice, then you do make a ala mechia, you make a mezonos ala mechia. So we have a brisa beferish that says that you make a mezonos ala mechia on rice. This is even rice that was first grounded in a not normal fashion. It was cooked. However, with kol shekin, regular rice, this brisa would hold that you make mezonos ala mechia. So again, this is a kash and Rav Shmuel will hold that you don't have to make an ala mechia and mezonos on rice. So the Gemara says, who is this shita? Ilema Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. If you want to say that this is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, he d'amar oras min dagan hu. So then the Gemara says, though, hamotzi lechem min aretz l'shorosh bachas by brucha. You should say hamotzi and bench, like we just said, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds his mamish, one of the, it's the sheishas kimei dagan, that it'll be like the sixth grain, and you'd make a regular hamotzi and benching, so it can't be that this brisa holds Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Ela lav rabbanani. This must be the shita of rabbanan. And then we were saying, v'tiyufta Rav Shmuel tiyufta. We're rejecting Rav Shmuel, and this is where we reject Rav Shmuel. We don't say shahakol on mizono, on rice, rather we say a mizonos. The Gemara is going to mention in a second. However, what part of Rav Shmuel do we reject? Do we reject the whole thing? It seems to say that they accept what they say about the Chamesh Yismini Dagan. We just reject what they said of the bracha on rice before and after. And that's a big nafkamina, that rice would not be in the parsha of Kol Sheishbo, that it would not be something that automatically retains the status of mezonos. That's why the sushi and other things lead to a big shaila. If it was mezonos on the outside of these things, it wouldn't necessarily be a shaila, because you would always make a mezonos if it was, sorry, the Chamesh Yismini Dagan. Okay, here's the Gemara now. I'm going to mar. Someone who's chewing wheat, you say a bor priyadama. The Gemara says, "V'atanya bor b'nei zera'im." We have a brisa that says you should make the types of seeds. Hashem created types of seeds. So the Gemara says, "Lo kasha, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan." This is no. That this brace says is that we quoted is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know that? The son and Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, "Velarakos umeberei peyadama," that we see that Rabbi Yehuda makes a specific bracha for every single type of thing that you're eating. So too over here, when it comes to chewing the wheat, so Rabbi Yehuda would say that you have to say borei minei zraim, which creates the seeds, as opposed to we would say just keep it as a bracha borei minei zraim. So Rabbi Yehuda borei minei zraim, and that's who this brace is following. But we still follow the Rabbanan that would say a hadama on the situation of kosis chita. Continues Gemara. Amar Mara kosis ta oras barach leav bor pri adama. Going back to the sugya that we saw before, again, if someone is chewing rice, you say bor pri adama. Tafna afal bishlo afal bishar pusis kemas chun barach leav bor min azonos. Levasof bracha achas mein shalosh. So the brisa that we quoted saw before, right? That if you then bake it in the normal process, and even if you cooked it afterwards, if it still looks like rice, you would still say a mazonos and a alamicha. So the Gemara says, "Vatanya, but wait a second. We have another brisa that says levasof v'lo klum. You don't make any bracha achrona. It doesn't literally mean actually lo klum. Rather, Rashi points out it means you make a borei nefashos, so you don't have to make the full bracha of alamicha. So this, in comparison to alamicha, this is called v'lo klum. So the Gemara now says, so we have a stira again. The first brisa we quoted says you say mezonos alamicha on rice, and this brisa, the second brisa we're quoting now, says that you say mezonos borei nefashos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes lo kasha. No problem. Harabag leil harabanan. That is that the brisa that we're going to quote that said levasof v'lo klum, that's going to be Rabbanan, and the shita that we quoted in the first brisa is going to be Ragamila, as fleshed out from the following brisa. The Sanya Zeklal, the brisa says this is the rule. Kol shem shivas aminim Ragamila mer shloshes brachos. So chachamim amar brachas main shalosh. That anything that you say from the shivas aminim Ragamila says that you have to say you have to bench on it. And chachamim hold that no, you can make a main shalosh. You say the ala mechya or ala eitz if you're having the fruits of the Shivas Minim. So the Gemara says, there was once a story, it happens from Gamliel, a Zekanim, and the Zekanim, they're all eating together in Yericho, kosvos ve'achlu. So they had these tamar, they had these dates, and they ate them. And he gave it to Rabbi Akiva to bench. Because again, Rabbi Gamliel held that you bench on Shivas Minim. Kapas Abirich Rabbi Akiva, Pracha Achaz Min Shalosh. Rabbi Akiva didn't follow the shita of Rabbi Gamliel. Rather, he said the bracha of the chachamim, and he only said al ha'etz. So the Gemara says now, Amar le'er Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva. So Amar le'er Rabbi Gamliel responded to Rabbi Akiva. And matzat the machmas v'oshech amen chablokas. He's like, what are you doing? I'm a big scholar. I gave you the kavod to bench, and you're getting machlokas and ignoring what I say. So Rabbi Akiva responded though, Marle Rabbeinu, Alpha Pishat HaAmerikin, you're saying this, and you have the rabbis on the other side. We learn, we know the famous Klal Yachid, Rabbi Malach Rabbin, you're the minority Shita, and I don't have to follow what you said. And therefore I should follow the rabbi, I should follow the majority opinion, which tells us that you should make Allah Eitz and not say a benching. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. So now that was the story for that we mentioning. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel the following, Kol Shemeshivas Haminim. If something is the Shiva Saminim, Velo Midagan, and meaning it's the peros of the Shiva Saminim, who, oh, Midagan, Velo Asupas, or if it's like cookies or crackers, something that's from the Midagan, it's one of the grains, however, you don't make it bread, Rabbi Gamliel would still say, Sholosh Brachos, you'd still say you bench on all of those. Again, so on the Shiva Saminim, or things generally what we would call Amecha, Rabbi Gamliel says you bench, the Chachamim Omrim, Brachachas, so the Chachamim say that you say an Ala Mechya, or Ala Eitz, depending on what you're eating. So the Gemara says, Kol she'ena lo mishiva saminim v'lo midagan. However, what if something is not? This is Rabbi Yehuda is coming to add in the name of Rabbi Gamliel. What if something is not from the shiva saminim and also not a dagan? So gagon pas or zodocha, like rice bread or millet bread. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel Omer bracha achas min shalosh. Rabbi Gamliel says you say an al hamechya. So the Gemara says v'chachamim v'lo klum, and chachamim say that you only say a borei nefashos. So now we say it again that the first brisa is following Shitas Rabban Gamliel, and the second brisa is following Chachamim. So the Gemara now says that Amayo Kimta, you're saying that the first brisa is Keran Gamliel. If that's true, Ema Seifa, the Seifa of the first brisa, which said, Seifa Deresha of that brisa said, the end of that clause, Im Ena Prusas Kayamas, Betchim Varach Alei Bormer Zonos, Levasof, Mevarach Alei Abracha Achas, Me'in Shalosh. However, the end of the clause we saw over there was that if you make bread, and then you baked it, and then you cooked it afterwards, if they're lost what its status of looking like bread, you would not say a hamotzi and benching. Rather, you would say mezonos and alamicha. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, money. Hey, who's that shita that we're quoting in that price? Ira Gamaliel. If you wanted to say that this is shita of Gamaliel, hashta akuk sevus vadaisa amar shem Gamaliel give up brachos. We know that even dates and daisa, he says that you bench. So then a case which should be closer to Amosi, which is the Mizonos. So then Kol Shekein, you should say a bench on that case. So the Gemara says it can't be that Shita Rabban Gamliel is the first case. Elab Shita Rabbanan. It must be that this is the Shita of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says then Ihachi Kasha the Rabbanan Rabbanan. So then we're so sure that one case Rabbanan say you say Ala Mechia, and the other case you say Bori Nefashos. So the Gemara says Elol Olam Rabbanan. Rather, you have to say that the answer is that it's La'olam Rabbanan, and what? V'tane gavi oras l'vasof ein abrachav klum. You amend the braisa to say that the first part should say that you say bor nefashos in both braisas. So we're amending both braisas to be a libet Rabbanan, and both of them would say that you say bor nefashos on oras. Continues the Gemara now and says, Amar Rava, hai riyata dechakloi. If someone has, so Rashi says, Riyata is a chavetz. Chavetz, just to remind ourselves, was before, we saw this in Lamed Vav, was the combination of honey, oil, and flour of the villagers, chaklai of the villagers. So if you have this mixture of honey, oil, and flour, the mashi bekimcha, so the villager flour has a lot of flour, so then you'll say, you make a mizonos. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason of this? Why? Because this mi the ikar, because the kemach, the flour, is the ikar. The mechoza, however, in mechoza, the loma fish became chavetz. Don't put a lot of flour in. Then what do you say? What bracha on this item? You'll say mevarachav shakol in dvar. You'll say a shahakol because my tamaduf sheikar. The honey is the ikar of this dish. So the Gemara then says, the Vahadar Marava, we'll come back and says, wait, Idividi Bar Mizonos. Rabbah says that really makes sense that both cases, whether you have mainly honey or mainly flour, you're going to make a Mizonos. Why? Dirav Shmuel, because going back to our main rule over here when it comes to brachos of a mixture, Damar Tavayu Kol Sheish B'Chamesh Min Varach Lan Bar Mizonos, that you always make a Mizonos whenever you have the Chamesh Min Dagan, and here you have flour, so therefore you'd always make a Mizonos. Even if you have a ton of oil, you would still make a Mizonos. Continues the Gemara now. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Hai Chavitza. So a cooked dish, okay, and you have small pieces of bread in this cooked dish. The if be perun kezayis. So if this small cooked dish has kezayis of bread, then you'll bench on these of bread if the pieces are the size of a kezayis. The lace be perun kezayis. However, if the pieces of bread that are left after cooking them do not have a kezayis, then you will not make a hamotzi, it loses the status of motzi, rather you say mezonos and ala micha. So says the Gemara, Amar Yosef, how am I going to prove to this? That again, if I'm cooking the bread now, and it has less than a kezayis, then I don't say hamotzi. Says, the sign of the Brisa says, Haya omed makrif menachos v'shalayim. So there's three shitas to what this is. Rashi over here, that it's a balabayas. Someone, Stam, was being misnadev to make a korban mincha. That he's bringing a korban mincha. However, Rashi in Menachos, the Tosfos quote, says that it's talking about a kohen for the first time. And Tosfos is of the opinion that we're talking about a kohen who is the first time in a long time, but not necessarily the first time. Okay? So either way, someone, a kohen, let's just go with the kohen right now, is being makav a mincha on Yerushalayim. Hayomer b'shachiyanu kimenu lazman hazeh. He says a shachiyanu because either it's the long time since he's done it, the korban, or it's his first time ever, and that's why he's saying a shachiyanu on the concept that he's allowed to bring him, that he's bringing a mincha now for the first time. So the Gemara says, not lan la'achat, so now you would eat it. You're allowed to eat this soulless offering. It has flour. So what would he do? You would make a hamotzi on the flour after you obviously bake it. So v'tane Allah, so says, and then the braisa says on that, explaining this braisa, kulan potasan kezayis, that you break the bread that you have, you make sure that keep this, that there's a size of a kezayis. So we see from here that only on a kezayis would you say hamotzi, and less than a kezayis you would not say hamotzi. So the Gemara says, oh, Amar le Abaye. Abaye wants to reject his proof. He says, El me'ata latani de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, who argues on this brisa, and what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Rabbi Shmuel said, Damar porchan achem echzirin lasosan. He says you crush them to a further state before you then bake it. You crush them all the way down to make sure that it's finer flour, and then when you bake it later, then you'll bake it back. But you crush them all the way down. And then when you make it, it's not going to be a kezayis. So according to him, you're going to tell me that he doesn't say amotzi. You'll say, yeah, maybe he'll say that you don't make a amotzi on this mincha. Vatina, the Braisa says though, Lakat Mikulan Kazayas, Vachlan Imchamet to Onish Karis, Yimatadam Yotzeva Pesach. It says, if you then collected all these pieces together, and you made a Kazayas out of them, then if they're going to be achlan im chametz, they're going to be chayav karis. And if it's matzah, a person would be yotze on Pesach. So we see from over here, even though each piece is less than a kazayas, since they all together are kazayas, then you would say yotze Pesach. But either way, he says that you do say hamotzi on it. That's what we clearly see. So the Gemara wants to answer for Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, "Hakam Yaskin." Rav Yosef is answering, "B'she'er son, if you form these pieces into a dough and then you'll bake them, that's mamish like a new matzah, and that's why you're going to be yotze." So the Gemara says, "Hachi, if that's the case, though, ima seifa though, the seifa of this very brisa said, 'V'husha acham mekadei akilas pras.' You're going to eat them within a time that it takes to eat half a loaf of bread." Okay, the whole shear of what that's the shear that you always have to make up. People don't realize this often. You always have to eat hamotzi in the time of kedei achilas pras, that it takes to eat half a loaf of bread. And if you don't eat it in that time, you're not yotze matzah, you're not yotze the hamotzi, and you don't bench on that. So you always have to have your kazayas right away. When people say it's not more than 3-4 minutes. See, within 3-4 minutes, you always have to make sure to eat your kazayas. Even not just Pesach, during the regular week if you want to bench. So either way, the Gemara says, so then what, we again, what's the lashon? It says, you sha'achlan, that you eat them. According to Hiyo, it should say sha'ersan, you made it into a new dough, then it's one piece now. It's not multiple pieces of remade pieces. It's one large piece. Then you should say, hu sha'achlan. It should say that it should say in the singular. So therefore, the Gemara retracts, and Rav Yosef is going to give a new explanation. So what does Rav Yosef now say? Hachamayaskinan, what are we dealing with? If your beva melechem gadol, if the bread comes from a large piece of bread and then you break them up, then it's going to be, if the small pieces are still at least kazayas, then you could still qualify it as bread and you can make hamotzi on it. So the Gemara then says, even if there's less than a kazayas, since it's coming from the big bread, you'd also be yotzis. And now the Gemara says, but my havi Allah, what's going to be the final maskan over here? So Amar Rav Sheshesh, Rav Sheshesh says, hi chavitza, when it comes to this chavitza, afagav the lace paper kazayas, even though it doesn't have the size of kazayas, mevarach alav hamotzi chamin ha'aretz, you'll still say hamotzi. And says the Gemara, the Rav qualifies this, v'huta ikalea tarasin in a hama. This is provided if it has the appearance of bread, then you would say hamotzi on. This is very big halacha l'maisa when it comes to the famous matzah brai. So matzah brai is a very big shaila, but just to get into it a little bit, if you have pieces that's still the size of a kazayas, so that would be, according to people, is pashas, it should be hamotzi. If less than that, it might not look like bread. That's the whole big shaila when it comes to the whole shaila of matzah brai. It comes from this sugya. Continues the Gemara now. Torkenin chayavim bechala. When it comes to torkenin, they are chayav and chala. So the Gemara asks, though, also, turkin and peturim and achala. We're going to see what this is. So we're assuming right now that also, if it's chayav and chala, that's the bracha, you'll make hamotzi on it also. So the Gemara now asks, though, my turkin, what is this case? What is the turkin? So the Gemara answers, kuva de'ara. The Gemara says that it's kuva de'ara. What's kuva de'ara now? So based on Rashi, it seems to be that they had some like hole in the oven, and they would bake it on the side, and this baking would turn it into what would look like something that's usually made out of a pan. So something that you cook on a pan wouldn't necessarily be the regular case of bread. So for here, Rashi tells you that you're still chayav in challah, and it would be also berachas hamotzi. But Amar Abaye, so that was this case. Now, tarisa ptura mina challah. If you have a tarisa, you're a pater from challah. It's not the subject of the case of challah. So Gemara asks, so my tarisa, what is tarisa over here? Ikra to Amar gavil mirtach. Some explain that it means a batter which was cooked very thoroughly. Some say that it's an Indian type of bread baked on a spit. Again, all these are different types of breads which are not made in the normal derech. So the Gemara is handling whether or not you're chayav in challah, and also whether you're not making a motzi. And some explained that it's lechem ha'asir lekutach. What is this lechem ha'asir lekutach? So this is a very interesting thing. It's something that's really pretty disgusting, but in the times of the Gemara, they used to eat it. It basically was... they had sour milk and moldy bread and salt, and they used to eat it, and they also baked it in the sun as opposed to baking in an oven. So the Gemara says over here that that would be putter. That would, right? Abaye says that they're putter menachala, so that's what we're saying over here. That understandably why, because it's so disgusting, you're not going to be chayav. Gemara says, Tanar Reb Chiya, lecha masu lekutach, putter menachala. And Reb Chiya also taught a brisa that lecha made for kutach is putter from chala. Vatanya, well, wait a second. We have one brisa that says chayav v'chala. How are we going to answer this stira? So the Gemara says hasam v'katani taima. Over there, the brisa says explicitly why it's chayav v'chala. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maaseh mochichin alav. It'll depend how you make it. Asan, if you make them in bread rolls, chayavin, then they're subject to chala, because if you make the pains to show that you wanted it to make it real fruit by making it in bread rolls, it's showing that you it's chashiv to you like a food. However, kilimudim, if you make them in the shape of simple boards, p'turim, because that's just showing you want to get simply the best way to get the dough cooked in the, and don't care at all what it looks like, so you don't really make it real meichel, and therefore it's not going to be chayav in chala adkan for today.